entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
What are you doing? Just great, Mr. Gene. Good to be back in the studio with you one more time after the Labor Day.
And our trusty co-host, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
I'm hanging in there. How about you?
Hey.
Oh, we're doing pretty good. Bobby's the guy, he's the engineer that runs everything, makes us look good. And if you can't see the call-in thing, we're going to try to work that in a second. But the number is 727-441-3000. We'll get this straightened out in a few minutes. However, for those of you that are new to the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play so that you guys know what it is. And Mr. Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tan Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tan Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
The door. Can you see? The door. Oh, he opened the door.
And you're back.
Alrighty, we're having a little technical difficulty here, and you may notice a little bit of moving around because we're trying to get the camera set up so that we can see everybody, and you can still see our sign because we're on the Tan Talk Radio Network. So that's what we're doing, and that's what it is. But for you entrepreneurs tonight, we have a special show as usual for you entrepreneurs, but The topic that we're going to be talking about is, well, we're going to see here.
Yeah.
I can't hear.
I'm getting popular here. And and we're trying to see what we need to do to kind of move a few things around. But for those of you that would like to be entrepreneurs or you are an entrepreneur, you're welcome to call the show. You see the number there right in front of you, which is 727-441-3000. And feel free to give us a call. But tonight's show is the topic for the show, are the goods and not so good of being an entrepreneur? Okay, the good and not so good of being an entrepreneur. Because there are good things that are good for entrepreneurs, and there are things that are not so good for entrepreneurs. And that's what we...
Ed, I got a lot of frying.
I'm going to talk about tonight. So, we're going to take a short break so that we can get everything situated. You listen to myself, Mr. Duke.
Right here.
Bobby, and we'll be right back.
That's what I want.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Everybody wants some. Entrepreneurs, I know entrepreneurs really want it, and that's why we have an entrepreneur show. And tonight's topic is the good and not so good of being an entrepreneur. It's something where many of us, we start out with these big dreams and ideas, and there are things that we run into that we didn't expect, which means we have some good times and we have some bad times. And so tonight's topic, I'm going to talk a little bit about that, which is the good and not so good of being an entrepreneur. Mr. Dukes is an entrepreneur, I'm an entrepreneur. He's much more experienced than I am in certain areas. And Mr. Bobby is an entrepreneur, I believe. He started his own business.
I'm working.
He's working at it. Working on it, right?
Working on it.
All right. So, we just in case we look like we're in a different position, we are, because we are looking at some different cameras tonight. So hopefully you can see us, but you're still welcome to give us a call. Hopefully you can see the number, which may be in front of you. It's 727-441-3000. It's 727-441-3000. I'm not sure if you can see it. I can't see it on my...
On your screen?
I can't see it on my screen, but hopefully you can see it out there. But let me kind of get to the good side of being an entrepreneur.
All right.
Jane, that's the good part.
Okay, the good part. And, okay, now we got something else on our screen here.
Ah, click the blue button.
I got the blue button.
You got the blue button.
It's gone.
All right.
So, the good side of being an entrepreneur. Mr. Dukes, you're welcome to chime in. We all started at one point.
Yes, we did.
And the good side is, I'm going to just give you my thoughts or a few of my thoughts. If any of you have any other comments, feel free to put them in the chat as well. By the way, we are live on Facebook and YouTube, and so you could actually see us do the show, and you can put comments into the chat. I will respond to some of them, which I welcome. Some of them I may not be able to respond. Definitely I'm not going to be able to respond and type something back, but however, I can respond to comments based on the topic or question that you may be asking, so you're more than welcome. But, so these are some of the good things that I think entrepreneurs experience as far as the good side. Then we'll start with the good side first, because once we get all the good stuff, then we're going to go to the stuff that's not so good.
Okay.
So, anyway, so, being an entrepreneur... being an entrepreneur, first of all, you get a chance to be your own boss.
Correct.
And so as an entrepreneur, you come up with an idea, you come up with a thought, and it's yours. It's your thought, and you get a chance to say, I'm going to start this, and you get started with it because it's up to you to make it happen. And so being your own boss is one of the good things that you could do, the good part about starting your own business. Uh-huh. Okay, another one is it's your idea. It's something you come up with, you have a product or a service, and you come up with the thought, you come up with the idea of turning it into a business, and so it's yours. You know, so the good side of that is it's your idea, it's your product, it's your service. And whatever you're doing, it's yours and you take that on. However, whatever that business is, another part of the good side is that it's your solution to a problem that you're solving for you and many others. Okay, so you get a chance to be the problem solver for whatever that idea or thought is, whatever that business is. You have a service business, then you're solving somebody's problem. And if it's not a service business, you're still solving somebody else's problem. That's the reason entrepreneurs start businesses, because they solve a problem for somebody else. And that's what it is. And another thing is you know who you're serving. You get a chance to choose who you want to serve. For example, you start your business, and let's say you got a business that targets teenagers, or you could have a business that targets adults, or targets college students, or it solves some problem. It targets the fashion industry or the training industry. So you are serving someone else and you're the boss of it. Mr. Dukes is or was a mechanic.
Still is.
At his own shop. So you get a chance to choose who you want to serve. And Mr. Dukes, you can chime in with any type of comments that you might like, because I know you chose who you wanted to serve. And I'm not really going into the small details of it, but...
It gives you an opportunity to create.
Pardon?
It gives you an opportunity to be your own boss and also to create a business that somebody wanted and somebody need. And somebody didn't have what it took to start that business, so you started and you can be successful at it because there are a lot of people waiting for your service.
Okay. Anyway, so those are some of the good things.
That's right.
uh, also being an entrepreneur, or as an entrepreneur, part of the good side of it is that you get a chance to think about how much money you need. You get a chance to plan it out or think it out and say, how much money do I need to start this venture? And it most likely it doesn't ever work out that way, but you get an opportunity to think of how much do you need to get started? Mm-hmm. Because getting started is the key, because many businesses fail, which is normal. Yours may fail, and mine has failed in the past. The difference is that you get a chance to start what it is that you want and think about how much do you need to get started and what do you need to get started. You get a chance to think it out, but also you get a chance to go to others to ask for help. You get a chance to go to others and share where you are, where you're at, so you can find out where they are and where they're at. And most likely you end up getting a lot of comments from all the other entrepreneurs. So you get a chance to think about how much money you need, and somebody may say, well, that's not enough. Mm-hmm. And if it's not enough and you don't know that, then that's fine, because all you got to do is get started on your business and you'll find out. But as the beginning entrepreneur, mm-hmm. you get a chance to do that. And let's see. And because an entrepreneur, you can make a decision to do whatever you want to do. That's one of the good sides of being an entrepreneur. You can decide what you want to do and make some steps to do it, and you'll find out after you made the first step, and then the second step, and the third step. But that's the only way you're going to find out, is to make those steps. So, Mr. Dukes, did you make any steps to starting your business?
I sure did. First thing I did, I looked at what I wanted to do. Well, I knew what I wanted to do. I had to find a place to do it.
What was step one?
Step one was finding me a location.
Step two?
Step two was after I found the location, put together the amount of finance I need to make my business go.
Okay. All right, well,
step
great.
Step three, I canvassed the community to see what type of personnel that was in the community and what type of personnel I thought would be willing to participate
okay.
in my business.
All right, well, we're going to stop at three because we got to go take a break.
Okay.
You listen to myself and Mr. Dukes talking
yeah.
about the good and not so good of being an entrepreneur. And we'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Money. We're here this evening talking about the good and not so good of being an entrepreneur. And everybody, I believe, wants some money. I know I want some. And I want a little bit more.
Yes.
So we talked about the good things that about becoming an entrepreneur or being an entrepreneur. However, there are some not so good challenges that come up along the way. And so I'm going to talk about the not so good side for a few minutes. And so, Mr. Dukes,
yes, let's look at some of the not so good on my side of the world. When I came along, the not so good was not actually planning to make a good layout of what I want to do. And as the song just finished, Monday, that's one of the key problems. I'm a two-step in. Once you figure out what you're going to do and how you want to do it, how much income do you have and how much income can you obtain if you don't have it all yourself? There's always plenty of places to obtain funds if you know how to go about doing it. And the main thing is not to be so good. Is not, don't go ask your friends for $500 now. They won't happen. So you need to not do those kind of things. That's one of the things you don't want to do.
Okay. One thing, you got another one?
Second thing is...
not so good. Yeah.
Paperwork. Don't forget the paperwork. The job is not completed until the paperwork is completed. And that's important. You must keep a trail of what you're doing and how you're going to do it.
Okay.
Not so good. That is not so good if you don't do that.
Right.
You'll be caught up in the administration... error.
All right. Okay, good. I had down. Now, not so good. Not so good in terms of being an entrepreneur is building a team or building staff. It's very difficult to find the other areas of expertise that you need on your staff or on your team. Because as an entrepreneur, you may head up your project. However, you may need some other workers. And so finding good workers, building the team, people who have expertise in areas that you do not, people who have knowledge that you need, and you need it from them. So building your team is one of the things that are not so good, because you may go through many people before you find those that you trust and that you can delegate out to them. Okay. Another thing I got is, which I think that you mentioned some of this already, Mr. Dukes.
What?
It's estimating your expenses.
Yes, sir. Very important.
Estimating and how much you think it's going to cost you,
yes,
to get off the ground and get started, which may or may not be in the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens to many entrepreneurs.
Right.
It's part of growing. It's part of learning what does it take. And the other, and also something that's not so good, it's not even on my sheet, but it just popped up, is having a certain attitude.
Not so good.
Attitude of either winning or losing.
Not so good.
Right?
Not so good.
Not so good.
That's right.
If you don't have a good attitude,
that's a fact,
about your own business,
you,
then the business is going to reflect the way you are.
Yes, sir. Will do.
And so not having a good attitude about what you're doing
That's the reason that you went into business, because you had an idea. So you are going to have obstacles. So not having a good attitude. And let me see, what else did I write down here?
All right.
The pricing your product or service. How do you set a price on what the service or product will be? And especially if you have multiple products, how do you begin to price them? Is that something you can do, want to do? Do you need to hire somebody else to do it? It's whether your price is too high, too low. All of that are things that are not so good, because you are just getting started. And obviously you got to deal with your competition, which is not so good. It could be good, but it may not be good, because you have competitors that you may have thought didn't exist until you decided to start your business. So your competitors become part of what's not so good.
So good.
Especially if they got a very similar product as you. And it's very important to do that.
That's right.
So that may not be so good as far as how you might look at it. On the other side, competitors are great.
Thank you.
Look at competition as being great.
Yes.
But that should have been on the other side of the page that said it.
But also that is not so good, because when you do the planning, that's one of the things you want to know is how many products in your area in that area that's doing the same thing you're doing. Mm-hmm. And if you know that is not so good if you don't take an inventory of that.
Okay. All right. So it's if we got any more entrepreneurs who want to they would like to call in and give you comments.
Yes, please do.
As well.
We'd love to have you.
But you're just listening at two entrepreneurs with only two comments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. However, many of you others may have more than that. Another one that I have that's not so good, I kind of talked about it earlier in terms of getting the right help.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I talked about was building the right team, the right staff. Once you have your team, and you've got to hire more, how do you find the right help, or the help that can help you in your business? Since there are so many jobs out there nowadays, with lots of entrepreneurs creating their own businesses. Finding the right help is very difficult.
Very difficult.
Very, very difficult. If you're not sure, go out to any of these places, of the businesses, small businesses, especially the large businesses, look at the help that they have and think about, is that the kind of help you would want on your team?
Correct.
Think about that. So think about whether that help would be something that you would want. Anyways, I'd like to have you just kind of like think about that, because that's part of it. I got something else before we go a little further here, because I know it's not time for a break, however it may be, but we're going to go just a little bit past
All right.
the break after this. Okay. And this one is, and you touched upon it, Mr. Dukes, but it's understanding the amount of paperwork that goes into your business.
Correct.
I mean, like the taxes,
mm-hmm.
the filing the taxes,
mm-hmm.
the billing, the accounting, all the legalities, the amount of paperwork that somebody's got to do.
Correct.
Even if you, number one, if you do it, that's going to take a lot away from you and doing your business. If you got somebody else doing it, then you got to pay them, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
So in many cases, it's understanding all these other little pieces that you may need. Having a lawyer, having an accountant, having a tax man, or a woman. But having someone to do your taxes and make sure your company or your business stays legitimate, all the renewals that gotta go on. We said those are some of the things that are not so good as an entrepreneur, but somebody's gotta do them. And if it's just you, you've gotta learn enough to get by until you can hire someone else to do it.
Correct. Very correct. And I have to piggyback on that, Mr. Gene.
Sure.
Those are some very good things there, especially on doing taxes. You must. It doesn't matter how it get done, who get it, who does it. It must be done. It must be met on time. Your taxes are very, they won't have no excuse for you. If you don't have them, you pay for it. If you don't want to pay the penalty, have your taxes done. If you're an entrepreneur, I would suggest you strongly, when you establish yourself, please find out when your taxes are due. Some taxes are due on quarterly. Some taxes are due monthly, depending on the type of service or the type of product that you're dealing with. And if you miss those dates, they don't feel sorry for you.
What happens?
You get penalized.
Okay, you get penalized.
Very penalized, very heavy too.
Now, I'm going to say something that shouldn't be said, but very few people say this. But it's important to get penalized once or twice so you realize the penalty.
You're sure right about
once
that.
Once you get penalized once or twice because you missed some deadlines or something, you'll know you don't want to do it again.
Yes, sir.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's actually true.
You must go through the experience of being an entrepreneur.
You must.
What comes along with that are mistakes.
I personally say, write it on the wall when your taxes are due.
Taxes and state taxes.
State, all of them. They all have a date they do. So
none of those dates are the same.
No, sir. They're not all due on the same time.
All right. So I like to have you just think about things that you may not want to do as an entrepreneur, but they must be done by
somebody. And always, it's a great life to be an entrepreneur, but there's a lot of do's and don'ts, as Gene has put out tonight with things not so good and things that are good. You have the advantage of creating a lot of things. You can create your own movement. You can create your own operation hour. But yet and still, there is some things that's not so good for you to do as an entrepreneur. And there's a lot of good things that you can do as an entrepreneur.
Okay, great. And there's another one I just thought about.
All right.
What may not be so good is your understanding of today's technology or the technology you need to do your business.
Amen.
And understanding it. It's one thing to use it. It's another thing to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding the technology is extremely important, because some of you are going to make the mistake by letting the technology do what it's been built to do, and it may actually damage
you. It hurts you.
But having a knowledge of the technology and what it's doing, you could now manage that. There's some you may do yourself. You may delegate some with somebody else so that you know what they're doing. And hopefully, you don't make the mistake that a lot of people, they give the responsibility to someone that actually ends up damaging you and your business. Sometimes on purpose, sometimes by accident. Okay, I'm not going to go either way, but I just know that it happens.
It does happen. You're right.
So I'd like to have you just think about which way might it go for a new entrepreneur. And because the technology changes all of the time.
Yes, it does.
And it's going to continue to change.
So with the new technology we have, yes, it is.
But it's not so good keeping up with the technology when you need to keep up with your business.
That's true.
So those are things that you will experience that I'm going to suggest that they're not so good. Now, the flip side of that, you could use a lot of the technology, but to assist you to a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is you may not know what point by which you either give it too much or you don't give it enough. So just think about that as far as the technology goes, because it's going to be changing.
That's right. And as the song played about money, everybody need money, everybody want money. Let's not forget, and entrepreneur has a tendency when business beginning to roll in, they be looking at the money, and they forget to look at the business, because they think everything is chocolate cake and ice cream.
I must not have gotten it.
And they mess around and lose the ice cream.
Oh.
And you don't have the cake to go with it. So don't get high on the hog, as we say, when you make a few dollars.
I'll be glad to go through that experience.
Okay. You've been through that experience. You've been through that experience.
I have.
You haven't telling nobody, but you've been through that experience.
Been through it and didn't know it.
Yeah, you knew it. You knew it.
But that happens. That happens when you believe you're in the money.
That's right.
And that's part of your success story. You got to have some stories to tell.
That's right.
It's always good to share some stories. And so it's those types of things that I think that entrepreneurs, it's the good side of being an entrepreneur, and the realities of it not being so good in terms of being an entrepreneur.
Right.
But the bottom line is, as a species of people, we need entrepreneurs.
That's right. And you know, Mr. Chain, there's been more entrepreneurs been developed since the pandemic than ever before.
Really?
Yes, sir. Okay. I don't have the figures, but there has been truly said that more entrepreneurs has been created since the pandemic.
Yeah. Sometimes forces happen that force you
right.
to do something else.
That's what I was about to say. A lot of people got laid off. Then a lot of people found the other ways to survive. Mm-hmm. They had found a way, the thing they had been dreaming of, wanted to do. Well, with pandemic hit, I'm laid off, so this is our opportunity to do what I really want to do. And they were talking about what percentage has been successful mm-hmm. within the past year since the pandemic beginning to open back up. So entrepreneurs has a big benefit. And a lot of time, entrepreneurs in a time like this, it's easy for you to create your business. It's easy for you to organize your business. And you can get a lot of help. As Gene said earlier, if you got the right attitude, you'll be amazed how much help you can get.
Mm-hmm. It's out there. People will help you. Okay?
Entrepreneurs are people helping people.
And the thing that may not be so good for some of you, you don't want someone else telling you what to do or how to do it.
Correct.
Okay, so part of being an entrepreneur, you're going to find other entrepreneurs that will help you. You may run into some naysayers that tell you...
Oh, you're going to run into some, Mr. Gene.
...not be trying to be an entrepreneur. You know,
You need the naysayer, Mr. Gene.
Yeah, we need them.
You need the naysayer. The naysayers are what inspires you to do what you want to do.
Because the naysayers inspire you.
Mm-hmm.
What type of person encourages you?
The naysayers encourage you too. It's on a different.
The naysayers do both.
They do both. They encourage you to do better. They encourage you to keep on. They encourage you to get up every morning, to put that left foot forward and right foot, so you can go out the next day, and strive to make your business grow. That's what an entrepreneur do.
Is that what a naysayer does?
That's what an entrepreneur do.
Oh.
Because of the naysayer.
Because of the naysayer.
Because of the naysayer.
Okay. So you proved the naysayer. Wrong.
We say that, but not really. You're proving to yourself that you can really do what you set out to do. The naysayers are hoping that you fail.
Okay.
But you're not proving to the naysayer, because they could care less.
Okay,
they just want to voice their opinion.
You're listening to the expert who's been in business for quite a while, and I get some knowledge from him.
A few years.
But it's time that we take a short break and we take a deep breath and refresh on what we've talked about. And we'll be right back with more
of the Entrepreneur Hour.
Keep on trying till I reach my highest ground.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Don't let anything stop you from following
your dream as an entrepreneur.
As an entrepreneur, do that, because don't let anybody stop you. You will get some takers out there that will try to stop you along the way. That's part of the journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of what you should expect, because that's what happens when you create your own thing, equipped with your own idea.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we're talking about the good and not so good of being an entrepreneur. And if any of you entrepreneurs out there wannabes, you're more than happy to put something in the chat or give us a call if you like. The number is 727-441-2000, because we're not the only entrepreneurs on
the
planet.
Right.
We're just two entrepreneurs that decided to talk about entrepreneurs.
It so helps somebody.
Entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs.
Amen.
That's our theme. So if we're able to do that, then we'll get some help from someone, because the experiences are worth gold.
That they are.
That's what I wanted to say about that.
All right.
So, Mr. Dukes.
Yes, sir.
Anything else that you think is not so good in terms of being an entrepreneur?
Not so good as being not. Being an entrepreneur is, I know we said this before, but I want to say this again, knowing how to treat people.
Is that good or not so good?
That is good and not so good if you don't know how to treat people.
Oh.
Not so good. You cannot be nasty with people when they are your toll dependent upon. So always change it around, be good to people.
Okay, so not so good is, that was your language.
Right.
Not so good is treating a potential customer not like a customer.
Treat them like a...
Okay, treating a potential customer not like they are your customer. So that's not so good as an entrepreneur.
No, it's not.
You need as many customers as you can get, and because your customers will build you and your business based on the service you provide to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so good if you do not treat all people the way you would like to be treated.
Correct.
As a customer. And so that's just something else I'd like to have you think about, that that's you can choose, because this is about good and not so good being an entrepreneur. And so I don't know how you other entrepreneurs see things. I can only express to you the way I see things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say collectively, we can all find something in common, which is to share it.
Share it.
Make some money at it.
Yeah.
At least get it out to the public.
Share our dream.
At least take on the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a chance to help others. And for many of us, we get a chance to give something back.
Very much so. Yes.
And that could come in so many,
many ways.
So many entrepreneurs, they help our communities grow. They donate to various causes. They help the younger people. They're just on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
People share what's been shared with them. I don't say give back. That's a term that a lot of people use. But I don't say that I'm not giving back. I'm sharing what's been shared with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only way I got it. Somebody shared it with me.
Correct.
And so I'm sharing in order to help that others. Somebody. So that's part of the good of being an entrepreneur. You get a chance to go help others.
Correct.
Yeah.
And if I may add, word of mouth, whether it be not so good or whether it be good, can make your business be what you want it to be, or it will be not what you want it to be.
Word of mouth.
Huh? A word of mouth.
Okay. So that's in between good and not so good.
Yes, sir.
It could hurt your business
as well as it can make you.
Mm-hmm.
It can grow your business. All the things you had just said, but a good word of mouth could go a long way in business.
Yeah.
In the business world. And other entrepreneurs will hear about you and they will share with you what they do that you may not do.
Mm-hmm.
They will refer you. I know Mr. Hodge down the street. He does all kinds of unique things. That's the guy I recommend you to go see.
Some entrepreneurs will do that.
That's right. And most successful.
Most will.
Most entrepreneurs will do that.
I'm going to say the journey of becoming an entrepreneur, you're going to go through that and learn how to go do that.
You will definitely have those ups and downs.
Start out that way.
Yes.
But in order to become more successful, you have to build it. And it's not you that's going to build it. It's going to be the other people that's going to build it. Or your customers, or one mm-hmm. of your customers. Who knows who it knows who.
Who knows who.
And that happens in business.
Every day.
It also happens for job seekers to find a job.
That's true. That's another show. That's the next step.
I'm not going to talk about that.
That's the next show.
But passing the word about your business and mm-hmm. about the service or products that you have and your ideas. Many, many, many other people will help you.
That's right.
It's just that simple. Well, I'm not going to say it's really just that simple.
Not well.
Something you learn along the way.
Yes, sir. You learn to utilize that.
Now we have a different setup today, so I'm not sure our producer can say anything.
Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
I make sure that I can still speak.
Oh, okay. Well, if you have anything that you'd like to add.
It's been great, all about risk taking and all the tips to... Especially about money, because it's very tempting, when you get your first few sales or something like that, and you say, "Oh yeah, I've made it. Time to you can't tell you how many entrepreneurs you see already going on vacation. They just started, a year ago. I'm thinking, You got a lot more business to perpetuate before you
take that first year vacation.
And plus. Even if you can afford it, look at how much expansion of that business could be done if you took that money and put it back into the business.
That's right.
That's a great, great comment, because that's growing your business, back in the business. So it's all of those little things that help create the bigger opportunities and the bigger thing. So those are some of the good sides of becoming an entrepreneur.
Right.
Or being an entrepreneur, and there's some downsides.
True.
But we were talking about the good and not
the good,
so good.
Not so good.
I'd rather use the word not so good versus bad or some other words like that.
Yeah, it's never bad. It's just not so good.
Never bad.
It's never bad because, again, if you utilize those not so good things, they'll turn into good things.
Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to, I'm not even sure if it's the right word, don't be afraid to stumble.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to do what some people will say fail.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really not failure.
Nope. There's no such thing as failure.
No such thing as failure when you're putting together your own thing. It may not work.
That's right.
The way you thought it would work initially, but bottom line is you took those first two steps.
You took that initiative.
Took those steps. That's the most difficult thing to do.
That's right. Step out.
Stepping. Make those steps and go through the learning
process.
And the learning cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And don't feel bad about it.
Nope.
Okay. Statistics say, and they've been saying it for 20 or 30 years, that 95% most businesses will fail within 5 years, something like that.
Yes. Matter of fact, they say if you make it to the 6-year mark, you're just about home freeze. But then there's another statistic, and then today's now, it's around 10 years.
Mm.
Because they give you the first 5 years to fail, and the other 5 years to make up for your failure so you could grow by the next 10 years.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about the good and not so good. If you're going to climb the mountain, I'm just going to say, in order to get to the top of the mountain, if you can visualize the mountain, you're going to have some hills to go up, and then go down some, and then go back up again, and then go down some. So it's going to take some time of growth.
Yes, it will.
Down. If you're not willing to go through the down cycle,
right?
I don't have any words for that, because if you're not willing, I can't say you shouldn't have started out to be an entrepreneur. Your expectations, I don't think anybody expects to go down the hill.
Right.
But it's part of getting up the hill.
Yes, sir.
It's part of appreciating your client.
As you go up the hill.
Then you got stories to tell all the other entrepreneurs.
How you made it.
Right, because you got to go. You start by going out, and you will go down to some features.
That's right.
And that's all I can say.
Well,
play the music.
Yeah.
Time is up.
And they mean the entrepreneur hour is about to come to an end?
Our time is up. I want you to know that you can indeed do it your way because you are the entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You thought your idea that you want to bring to fruition, and it's all possible. And I'd say go out and do what you'd like to do and go do it your way. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming right up. But go out and do your business the way you want to do it.
Be the great opportunity.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
Did you ever think about hosting your very own radio show? Here's how.
Hey, Tampa Bay, did you know you can have a one-hour program on the Tantalk Radio Network for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many Tampa Bay stations? That's right. We'll put you on the radio for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many stations. Check it out today. Use your program to promote yourself, your business, or someone else's business. Call Lola Jean, the broadcast queen, 727-510-7622. That's 510-7622. Call Lola Jean now to check out your Tantalk network program. In addition to network radio, we'll stream your program in audio and video all over the world. Call Lola Jean now, 727-510-7622. 510-7622. Call today. Your network one-hour program can start tomorrow. Broadcast your message in audio and video on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Wednesday, Yonny Chirinos made his first appearance in a major league game in nearly 2 years, and he did a terrific job for Tampa Bay.
Again from Chirinos. Strike three called. Flip the outside corner. Chris Snyder gets caught looking at Yonny Chirinos. Bounces off the mound again as he keeps the Red Sox off the board.
Not only did Chirinos throw three shutout innings, but the Rays put him on the winning side of the ledger.
The 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball tapped on the ground in the open space left side. That's going to get down. Fielded by Hernandez. His throw to first, not in time. Mejia scores. And it's 1-0 Rays.
That turned out to be the only run of the ball game. The Rays end up sweeping the Red Sox with a 1-0 victory and make it a 5-1 homestand. Tampa Bay is off on Thursday, visits the first-place Yankees in New York on Friday. With the Rays Report, I'm Neil Solons.
Catch the Rays all season on the Rays Radio Network. For tickets, visit RaysBaseball.com.
Hi, this is Lizette LaForge of Beacon Windows. Are you tired of struggling with your sliders? Don't replace, refurbish. We keep you on track. Our business is on a roll. And I don't care what your problem is, I can get a handle on it. Not only do we make your sliders work nearly like new, but we also specialize in water intrusion when there's water sneaking underneath the track and maybe going to your neighbor below, or maybe you're being leaked on. So when you get a chance to give us a call us at 727-493-2644. Keep us in mind whenever your sliders are giving you any trouble. Beacon Windows, 727-493-2644 or www.sliderrepair.com. Don't replace, refurbish. Sliderrepair.com, 727-493-2644. Beacon Windows.
What's the buzz in Tampa Bay? Senior Voice America Radio, a unique morning variety program delivering the latest commentary on politics by host and political analyst Tim Bryce and the up-to-minute happenings of Wall Street. Beyond politics and finance, they scale the scholar's rampart by including topics on religion and nutrition with thought-provoking guests and interviews. Tune in every weekday from 8 to 10 a.m. on this Tan Talk station. Senior Voice America, serving our nation's seasoned citizens for over four decades.
Tee off with On the Tee Florida, Saturdays from 11 to 12 on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. From PGA coverage to putt-putt prowess, On the Tee Florida is a PGA fan and a heck's perfect round of informative, humorous conversation and coverage. Every Saturday, talking golf in Tampa Bay and across the USA. Hit 'em straight with On the Tee Florida, brought to you by Coors Light, Saturdays from 11 to 12.
You may be owed some money. After 911 and 411, call 541. That's 727-541-1741. Call Gulfstream Motorsports for a diminished value report. Due to my 28 years experience in the auto salvage business, I'm very good with wrecks. So if your car's been involved in a wreck, call me for a diminished value report. Call 727-541-1741. You may be owed some money.